朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
让我们每一个人能够在活着的时候就有机会被钉在十字架上一分钟就好。
That while we are still alive, we get a chance to be nailed on the cross for just 1 minute.
我相信我们下来都会非常爱耶稣。
I'm sure after we come down, we will all love Jesus for.
许多的时候，我们唱十字架，唱十字架，我们已经淡化了这种感觉。
Oftentimes when we sing about the cross, this we have lightened up the feeling.
然后很多的时候，有人看到 Passion of Christ 的节目的时候，就觉得啊，不要用这种手段来感动人。
And then when people see the experts of the video from Passion of Christ, they will think, don't use such a method to touch people.
其实，当我们真正把十字架的景象活化在我们眼前的时候
，But if we can really portray the cross, the scene of the cross,
我相信我们心里面都对它充满了感恩。
I'm sure we will all be full of thanksgiving.
当我们在唱到十字架的大爱的时候，我相信我们的感触都不一样。
So whenever we sing about the great love on the cross, we will have felt it differently.
我曾经在79年在纽约动手术以前。
1979, before my surgery in New York.
他们不过是从我背后的脊椎骨上这个抽骨髓跟挖下一块骨头啊，一小块。
They took a tiny piece of bone from me and also a drop of bone marrow.
他们就拿一个比较大一点的针管在我背上这样子抓下一块骨头来，我就痛得一个下午连动都不能动。
They used a syringe to draw the piece of bone from my back.And it just hurt so much that I could not move afterwards.
记得那天下午，我就躺在床上的时候，我就翻都不能翻，我就说主耶稣啊。
I remember that afternoon, I couldn't even move. I could only say, Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，主真的是爱我们。
The Lord Jesus really loves us.
当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，基督就为我们死在十字架上。
We were still dead in our transgressions. Jesus died for us on the cross.
神的爱在赐上我们生命。
This displays God's love for us.
大家有没有注意到这个礼拜大家坐在新的椅子上哈
？Have you noticed the new chairs?
这个政府规定我们不可以用原来的椅子，要用这种可以扣在一起的椅子。
Because according to government's regulation, we cannot use the old chair. We have to use chairs that are connected together.
在上个礼拜，我看到有那么多的弟兄姊妹在那边帮忙把这个椅子装起来。
Last Sunday, I was so happy to see so many brothers and sisters helping to assemble the chairs.
包括小小的基恩都在做啊。
Including little brother Phil.
他拿着电钻，这个人。很有架势，而且做得很好。
He was very good at handling the drill.
弟兄姊妹，我是觉得这是神的家。我们现在看到这个椅子，这个红色表示什么
？So what does the color red represent?
这个住宿大爱啊。
The great love of redemption.
所以我们不可以让椅子空着。
Don't let these chairs remain.
我们一定要把人带进主的爱里面来。
And let's bring people into God's love.
所以我们看到有空椅子，就提醒我们有人还没有得到主的爱。
All these empty chairs remind us that someone still has not received God's love.
然后我们自己坐下来的时候
，As we sit down on it,
我们不是一屁股随便坐下来哈。
We just sit down on sit on the platform.
我们坐在他的恩典中，我们浸透在他的爱里面。
We sit in His grace and be immersed in His love.
好，希望一个外面的红色能够这样子的提醒我们。
I hope this color red will remind us.
即使在旧约会幕里面，每一样的东西、使用的材料、它的尺寸，连包括它的颜色，都有属灵的讲究的。
Because in the Old Testament time, everything in the tabernacle, everything has its meaning and significance.
好，我们不光要一起来爱惜它，我们希望更有属灵的意义来提醒我们。
Not only that, we will together take care of these chairs, but we hope to have to get spiritual reminders from them.
今年到现在一个 quarter 过去了。
Now we have ended the first quarter of this year.
我忘了，今天4月1号是威廉的结婚周年。
Today April 1st is an wedding anniversary for William.
他还愿意挑这一天当他最紧张的一天，不错。
That he was brave enough to pick this day as his most nervous day.
三个月很快过去了。
So 3 months just passed by so quickly.
我是真的从心里面可以感觉到很多的弟兄姊妹都在进步。
I can really feel that a lot of brothers and sisters are making progress.
我觉得他们跟主的关系在生活里面让主居首位的操练都很实在。
And I can see that their practice of putting God first is so solid.
当一个人真正成长的时候
，If someone is truly growing,
一定会带来改变的。
And it will bring about transformation.
当一个人真正改变的时候
，When someone is truly changed,
他一定给他周围的人带来祝福。
And he will bring about blessings to others.
我讲的成长都是在主里面。
I'm talking about the change and growing in Christ.
你不可能说你成长了，但是你却没有改变。
It's impossible that you have grown but you have not changed.
你不可能说你在主里面被改变了，但是你却没有给周围的人带来祝福。
And it's impossible that you say you have changed but you have not brought any blessing to anyone.
最直接从我们身上得到祝福的，就是跟我们最亲近的人。
The ones that benefit from our blessing the most directly is those who are close to us.
所以千万不要以为说我来到教会，我跟谁都没有问题，但是回到家跟每一个家人都有问题。
Please do not think that when you come to church you have no problem with anyone, but somehow when you go home you have trouble with everyone.
真实的改变是从里面来的。
True change comes from within.
真实改变的挑战其实就是我们周围的人。
And actually the challenge is people.Comes from people around us.
需要主帮助我们哈。
May the Lord help us.
今天我要继续讲让主居首位的第十一讲。
Today, I will continue this series, may that He may have the first place.
上个礼拜于师母讲到敬拜。
Last week, Sister Nancy talked about worship.
一个真实的敬拜一定是从里面出来的。
True worship comes from within.
一个真实的敬拜是不以自己为中心的。
A true worship is not self-centered.
你不能说我今天太累了，或是今天这个讲员我不喜欢，或是哎呀今天唱中文歌我不喜欢。
You can say today I'm so tired, or I don't like this speaker, or I don't like this Chinese song.
或是威廉老师讲英文我不喜欢。
I don't like William talking about English.
弟兄姊妹，这个聚会不是为你的。
This meeting is not just for you.
那个聚会是为神的。
This meeting is for God.
主永远是我们的中心。
God is always our center.
当我们都来爱他，都来敬拜他，都来侍奉他的时候
，We all come to love Him and serve Him.
他的同在和他的祝福自然临到我们。
And his presence and his blessing will naturally come upon us.
他的恩典，他的大能自然临到我们。
And his grace and his great power will naturally come upon us.
所以我希望我们都来调整我们的心态，礼拜天是以主为中心的。
So let's all adjust our mindset that Sunday is God-centered.
我们来的就是要来赞美他，要来满足他。
We come to praise him to satisfy him.
当我这个礼拜，我本来应该再继续讲万妻要跪拜，万口要颂扬。
Today I was originally planned to continue to talk about all knees shall bow and all mouth complain.
可是在我祷告的时候就有一句话那么清楚的在我的里面哈，所以我就改变了我的题目。
Yeah, when I was praying, these words came to me so vividly that I changed the topic.
那正好这个礼拜五也是耶稣基督的受难节，然后礼拜天是复活节。
And this coming Friday is the Good Friday.And then Sunday is Easter Sunday.
这句话就是我们今天的主题，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So the words came to me is this, not to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们一起来读今天的背诵经文，好不好
？Let's read the memory verse together.
弟兄们，从前我到了你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。因为我曾定有主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。保罗是要定义哈，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul was determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
请你们要注意到哈
，Please pay attention.
保罗不是无知
，Paul is not ignorant.
他不是无知。
He was not ignorant.
他乃是定义，不要去知道别的。
But yet he determined not to know anything else.
论聪明，保罗太聪明了。
As for wisdom and intelligence, he was extremely intelligent.
论知识，保罗太 太蠢，太有知识，连亚基帕王都说保罗，你的知识太多了。
And then he was very knowledgeable. Even King Agrippa says, "Your knowledge is too great."
他的恩赐能力都是一流的。
And then his knowledge and his gifts are all first class.
但是他说我定了主意，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣并他钉十字架。
But yet he says, "I have determined not to know anything else except Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
因为耶稣基督并他钉十字架这件事情这么强的。抓住了保罗的一生。
Because Jesus Christ and Him crucified, this matter completely captured his life.
光有十字架不够。
Just the cross alone, crucifixion alone.
因为十字架那个时候是给犯人用的。
Because at that time, the crucifixion is a punishment for the criminals.
乃是要耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
对我们才带来祝福，带来救恩呢。
That together brought us grace and salvation.
光有耶稣基督，原谅我说也不够。
And then forgiving me for saying this, but Christ alone is not enough either.
因为他不过是那么伟大的一位主，就是的，跟我没有直接的关系。
Because he is but that great God that has nothing to do with me.
但是因为他钉十字架，
but because he was crucified,
跟我发生了关系了。
Therefore, has something to do with me.
跟我们在座的每一个人都发生了关系。
Every one of us here.
我们两个礼拜以前读马太福音二十七章的时候。
2 weeks ago, when we studied Matthew chapter 27.
哦，那天我在两个小组里面，我各去了一个小时，我都跟他们交通到同一个点。
That Friday, I visited 2 small groups and I shared with them the same point.
我们看见耶稣被他最爱的门徒否认他，说我不认识他。
We saw that Jesus was denied by his most beloved disciple. He says, "I do not know."
他被跟着一个他快三年的门徒用亲嘴的暗号出卖了他。
And then he was who was betrayed with the son of kids by a disciple who followed him 3 years.
然后他被百姓们厌弃，说钉他十字架。
And he was despised by the multitude, the crowd, and said, "Crucify him."
他被兵丁们羞辱。
He was humiliated by the soldiers.
他被比拉多跟希律在这里拒绝来帮助他。
And then even Pilate and King Herod refused to help him.
等到他被挂在十字架上的时候。祭司长、文士和长老一直在底下讥笑他。
And when he was hung on the cross, the high priest and the elders together mocked him.
所有经过的路人，我们看见一个人受那么大的苦的时候，应该同情的，结果一起起来讥笑他。
And even people passed by, they did not show any sympathy, but to mock him together.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，到最后连父神都弃绝他。
And at last, even the Godfather.
整个二十七章说到耶稣的被拒绝、被弃绝、被羞辱、被鞭打，受痛苦，一路上讲到基督的受害。
The entire chapter 27 talks about the suffering of Jesus Christ, that he was being denied, betrayed, scourged, and then mocked and punished.
我那天跟弟兄姊妹讲。
And that day I told brothers and
sisters. 千万不要把它当作是在读一个历史故事来。
Please do not read it as if you are reading a historical account.
这里面所讲的每一个过程，通通跟你就是你发生直接关系。
Because every single detail through the process has something to do with you.
只要耶稣在任何一关，他累了，他放弃了，他退后了，今天我们都不需要坐在这里。
Because if Jesus was too tired and fatigued that he decided to give up any single point throughout the process, then you and I would not have been here.
我们根本不需要坐在这里。
Because we do not have to sit here.
然后等在我们前面的。
And then what waits before us?
是永远的审判。
It's eternal judgment.
就是永活的审判。
The eternal judgment.
因为怎么样？我不晓得我们有没有办法想象，就是如果我这一生结束的时候，前面是永活在等着我。
Can we imagine that after we end this life, what waits before us is
an
eternal life
of judgment,
judgment of fire? How dreadful that would be!
多可怕的一件事情！
How dreadful that would be!
二十多年前，有一架飞机飞过这个苏尔那边，是一家韩国航空公司啊。
More than 20 years ago, airplanes flew over Russia. It's a Korean airline.
客机啊，747被打下来。
And then it got struck down. It's a 747 commercial. Past commercial airline.
几百个人。
Many hundred people.
我那天就在想，他们从空中掉下来的时候。
That day, I was thinking, while they were falling down.
就那么几十秒钟，他们心中的感觉是什么？
What was their thoughts during that seconds?
在 伸手不见五指的黑夜里面，在靠近北极的上空里面，飞机往下掉，他们整个人被打出来，往下掉的过程里面，他们想的前面等着他的是什么？
While they were falling down right above the North Pole in the pitch darkness, what was their thoughts?
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督只要在任何一个地方，他妥协了，他放弃了。弟兄姊妹，我们通通不仅仅今天不需要坐在这里，我们的前途真的是无量，没有盼望。
Because throughout any point of his suffering, if Jesus Christ decided to give up, then our future will have no hope, no light.
读二十七章，一定要把自己读进去。
So when we read chapter 27 of Matthew, we have to put ourselves.
一定要跟我，跟我发生关系。
It has to something to do with me.
十字架跟我们每一个人发生关系。
Jesus Christ has to do with every one of us.
所以当保罗原来是逼迫基督的，逼迫基督徒的。
Paul was someone that persecuted Christians before.
他连耶稣都没有看过。
He never saw Jesus before.
但是你看，当他信了耶稣以后
，But after he believed in Jesus,
他说我不知道别的。
He says I do not know anything.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为这件事情成为他整个人生的中心啊。
That has become the center of his life.
成为他整个人生中里面最重要的一件事情。
And the most important thing in his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的思想太重要了
Our minds and thoughts are so
我们到底天天在想什么太重要了
What do we think about every day? That is so important.
它决定了我们怎么生活
Because it decides how we live our life.
它决定了我们生活的品质和价值
And determines the value and the quality of our life.
所以宾路易师母说心思是我们第一个属灵的战场
And for Sister Jesse Penn Lewis says our mind is our first spiritual battlefield.
心思失败了就地上就不用打了你已经失败了
When our minds and thoughts fail then our battle has failed.
我想圣经上没有一个例子讲到思想被攻击被仇敌利用比我列的约翰福音十三章这个例子更实在了
There's not a better example in the Bible than here what I listed here John chapter 13 verse 2
有没有注意到他说吃晚饭的时候吃月节宴席的时候
Let's take a look at it It says and supper being ended
魔鬼已经把卖耶稣的意思放在犹大的心里
The devil has already put the idea of betraying Jesus in the heart of Judas.
然后到了后面
and then later on,
到了二十七节
and then verse 27,
犹大吃了耶稣沾的饼交给他的那块饼以后他说撒旦就进入到他的心里面去
and after Judas took the bread that Jesus has passed to and then it says that Satan entered into his heart.
请大家注意第一步是把思想放进去撒旦放的放一个思想进去。
Please note that the first step that Satan did was to put a thought in his mind.
到了二十七节撒旦就进到他的心里面去。
Verse 27, Satan entered into his heart.
我不晓得你们看 Passion of Christ 的时候他除了基督的爱跟受苦痕是我们最 impressed 的一件事情。印象最深刻的是
When we see the movie The Passion of Christ What impresses us the most is the great love and sacrificial love of Christ、Jesus.
我不晓得另外一个当你们有没有印象最深刻的是什么
But, What is the other thing that impresses you a lot?
一个脸黑黑的长头发的撒旦在背影里面常常出现
It's that cold-faced Satan that often appears in the background
在很多的情景的里面我们看见一个很可怕的一个景象在后面
In many scenes that we see Satan appear.
有什么我巴不得我们的生活里面，我们真的看见，我们不小心的话，撒旦就是这样子要来伤害我。
I hope that in our life we can actually see that Satan will just come to destroy us.
他可以把一个思想，像你把蜂蜜、把糖加在水里面一样，他可以放到你的脑袋去。
So he can put a thought in your mind, just like he drop a drop of honey in your.
然后这个思想就开始影响我们。
And that thought started to influence us.
然后我们怎么想，我们就怎么说，我们就怎么反应，我们就怎么做决定。
And then we act according to our thoughts, and we make decisions according to our thoughts.
它占据了我们的思想，然后它就占据我们的整个的心。
And then occupies our mind and occupies our heart.
撒旦先把一个卖耶稣的思想放到犹大的心里。
So Satan first put this idea of betraying Jesus in Judas.
到了二十七节，撒旦就进到他的心里面，就抓住这个人。
And then verse 27, Satan entered into his heart and completely captured this person.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得心思是我们第一个战场，我们要非常小心。
So we have to be very watchful because our mind is our first battle.
对，我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们的思想需要做 CPR， 那种脊柱术。
So, I often tell brothers and sisters that we have to perform CPR on our mouth.
有没有记得我讲的 CPR 是哪三个字？
Do you remember the what the abbreviation CPR represents?
Control your mind, 要控制你自己的思想。
C stands for controlling your mind.
要把你那个不能够控制的思想，要自己收回主权，思想要属于自己。
You have to take control of your uncontrollable thoughts.
很多人的思想已经不属于自己。
Because for many people, their thoughts no longer are subject to their control.
人家明明是对你后面的人笑一下，你以为那个女生对你笑，就以为她爱你。
Because someone might smile to someone behind you, and you thought, "Oh, she smiles at me. She loves me." And then you start fantasizing.
然后看见别人靠近她就生气。
And then start get jealous when she's close to someone.
你已经被一个思想控制住。
Because you're occupied by a thought.
有一个人认为他的胃里面有只猫，天天跟医生说他胃里面有只猫。
Someone thought that there's a cat in his stomach, so he keep telling the doctor that there's a cat in my stomach. And then he's completely captured by these thoughts.
那是神经有问题。
And then that's because this person has mental problems.
所以后来有一次他盲肠炎要开刀的时候。
So once he had to take go through surgery on his appendix.
所以这个医生想说，还算了，一直帮助他好了，所以他就去外面捡了一只黑色的死猫回来。
So the doctor thought, okay, why not just help this patient? So he found a dead black cat and then he brought it over.
所以开完刀的时候，他也把猫拿给他。你看，我帮你一起拿出来的，不要再担心了。
So after the surgery, the doctor showed him the dead cat. Said, "See, I helped you to remove the dead cat, so don't worry about it anymore."
那病人说。哦，不对啊，我那只猫是白色的。
But then the patient says, "No, no, this is not the right one. The cat inside me was white."
当然这是笑话。你知道很多人被一些思想抓住，他被愤怒的思想、苦读的思想、自作多情的思想、很多的思想抓住。
Well, that was just a joke. But it is true that a lot of people are captured by some thoughts and starts with anger or bitterness or any kind of people.
你当那些初中生、高中生去上课的人从旁边看，很多人都在发呆，因为老师不知道他想到哪里去。
If you visit junior high or high schools, then you probably see a lot of people daydream during their classes. They don't know what they're. We don't know what they're thinking.
梦到自己是 Terminator, 梦到自己是 President, 梦到自己是白马公主或者白马王子。
So they're probably daydreaming and fantasizing that they're the Terminator, the President, or the Prince Charming.
梦到说我如果跟他在一起会怎么样哈。
Or they might be fantasizing, what if she and I get together, how great that would be.
人家连你名字是什么你都已经想到将来要跟他生几个孩子。
That person probably doesn't even know your name, and you're already fantasizing how many children you want to have with the person.
要收回自己的思想。
Take the control back.
箴言25:28说：“人如果不会制服自己的心，就好像毁坏的城邑，没有墙垣，没有城墙的一个 city。”
Proverbs 25:28 says, "A city." A mind without control is like a city without walls.
所以随时可以把东西放进。
Because the enemy can put any time thoughts in your mind.
所以第二件事情我们要 protect our mind.
So the second thing is to protect our mind.
需要有城墙。
You need to have city walls.
我们在座的父母亲很多都从东南亚来的。
A lot of us parents came from Asia.
我们门窗要装纱窗，睡觉要盖蚊帐，要挂蚊帐，对不对
？Because in Asia we have to have screen doors and lots of mosquito nets when we go to sleep.
特别我这个人，我跟人家在一起，蚊子都咬我，不咬别人。
Especially for me, mosquitoes always bite me.
不晓得我的血是因为特别宝贵呢，哈，因为只有4%的人跟我一样是 A B C。
I don't know. Maybe because my blood is so precious because my blood type is AB.
所以你不保护的话，它就来咬你。
So if you don't protect, then you will get bitten.
你要保护了，它都还是有办法进来。
Even if you put protection, you still might be in danger.
更不要说如果你不保护的话。
Let alone if you are totally without guard.
我记得我18岁的时候去关渡参加一个夏令会。
I remember I went to a summer conference when I was 18 years old.
我就挂了一个蚊帐，然后钻进去睡觉。
So I was in Taiwan and I put up a mosquito net and I went in to sleep.
我还是能够听到蚊帐外面的蚊子，就准备要咬。
I could still hear the mosquito sound outside the mosquito net.
然后早上起来就不晓得为什么蚊帐上都还是有一些那么肥的飞不动的蚊子。
But then I still don't know why. In the morning, I still notice some fat mosquitoes with
所以打蚊子就是早上打最好，因为它都飞不动，一打都是血。
So in the morning is the best time to to kill mosquitoes because they're so fat with blood.
你们在美国长大的孩子恐怕连蚊子都没看过。
So for you guys who grew up in America, I have never seen mosquitoes.
结果我那次在聚会的时候，有一天半夜我听到我的耳朵边有声音，嘣嘣嘣，这样很规律的声音。
So that night, I heard a regular rhythm next to my ear.
我就爬起来看一下。
So I get up and took a look.
啊，一只老鼠进来的，出不去，在那蚊帐里面踏踏踏。
A rat came into the mosquito net.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不保护的话
，So if you do not guard,
你的思想里面蚊子、苍蝇、老鼠，什么东西都进来。
Then there will be mosquitoes or cockroaches or rats, whatever will come into.
最可怕的就是仇敌可以把他要你去犯的罪的思想放在里面。
The most terrible, scary thing is that enemy can put a thought.To entice you to sin.
第三个需要 renew our mind.
And the third thing is to renew our mind.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章告诉我们，不要效法这个世界。
That's why Paul in Romans chapter 12 says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
要心思更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫我们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That you may do what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
其实世界已经用各样的方法已经来塑造我们的思想。
Actually, the world is trying all ways to mold our thoughts.
啊，所以我们说，一个小孩子，在美国的小孩，学前以前的小孩，平均每个月看10,000+个电视广告。
So a statistically show that in America, a preschool kid already watched 10,000 commercials every month.
10,000+电视广告。
10,000 TV commercials.
什么东西好吃？什么衣服是名牌？该开什么吃？所有世界上这种潮流的东西都已经塑造了它。
So the world has already trained their minds what to eat, what to wear, and what's the good, good things to have.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们不起来主动的保护我们自己的思想跟我们的态度的话
，So if we do not rise up and actively protect our minds and our attitudes,
世界的王其实他早就已经掳掠人的思想。
And the king of the world already has captured people's.
因为我们需要心意更新而变化。
Therefore, we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
让我们真正了解神的旨意到底是什么。
So that we get to discern and know God's will.
而主动上，而积极上。
And actively.
希伯来的作者告诉我们要思想耶稣。
The author of the book of Hebrews says that you have to consider Jesus.
一面我们借着圣灵，借着主的话来更新我们的思想。
On one hand, through the Holy Spirit and God's words, that we will renew our minds.
一面借着我们来思想耶稣，要思想耶稣。
And then we consider Jesus. We think about Jesus.
这个还有一个翻译叫做 "Fix your thoughts upon Jesus." 把你的思想定在耶稣身上。
Another translation is to fix your thoughts on Jesus.
我们读圣经常常读过去，对我们没帮助，因为我们的思想没有停下来。
Oftentimes we read the Bible, we just browse through, and we don't learn anything because we do not fix our thoughts.
诗篇第一篇第二节就告诉我们，这个喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Psalm 1 verse 2 says, "Blessed are those whose delight is in the word of God, and he meditates on the word of God day and night."
一只蜜蜂从花上面飞过去而不停下来，不进去采吃的话，它永远得不到蜂蜜的。
A bee, if it just flies by a flower without stopping, you will never get the honey out of the flower.
所以我们要常常思想耶稣，思想耶稣，耶稣啊！我每当想到你，我的心就觉得甘甜。
So we need to think about Jesus often. Think about Jesus every time we think about Jesus, then our hearts will fill with the Spirit.
记得一首歌，哦，主耶稣，每想到你，我心便觉甘甜。会不会唱
？That is the song originally from Chinese. Every time I think about Jesus, then my heart is filled with the sweet.
你不要一面这样子，一面东张西望，一面在这边拿东西弄什么，那表示你没进去哈。
But if we're singing the song and then we're being distracted by all kinds of things, then we have not put our hearts.
真的想到耶稣，我们就死了。
But whenever we think about Jesus, we will.
好，我们现在来看为什么保罗说我定的主意不知道别的。
Now let us see why. Paul says, I have determined not to know anything except Jesus.
知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。